Matthew's gospel reading reminds me of a song written by Douglas Miller, entitled "My Soul is Anchored in the Lord." The words in the song are, "I realize that sometimes in this life we're going to be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the Word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tide. But if the storm don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord." My soul was anchored in the Lord at an early age through the teachings I received from attending Catholic schools. I was instilled with a firm foundation that no matter what I did or what was happening around me, that there was a person who would always protect and take care of me. That person was my God. And if my God was too busy, don't worry, because I had my own personal guardian angel. No one could ever imagine how special I felt. I was sold. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I became a true believer. From the age of 6, I believed in God with all my heart and all my soul. But having faith was not enough. God wanted me to love my neighbor as I love myself. Really? You mean my faith isn't enough? Now I have to do unto others as I would have them do unto me. In the Sermon on the Mount, God tells us that obedience requires us to let our light shine, to keep the commandments, to deal with anger, and to resolve conflict, to maintain proper marital relationships, to speak honestly without fanfare or oath, to act in generous and loving ways, even toward our enemies, to give alms and to pray in secret, to forgive, to seek first the kingdom of God, and to refrain from judgment. All of these are action statements, which requires us to do something. God commands us to become doers. If we say, "I am a faithful Christian," then I must obey God and follow what He has instructed me to do. Love my neighbor. If we're going to talk the Christian talk, we must be able to walk the Christian walk. Yes, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Even when the storms are raging in my life and it seems as though I might blow away, I have been reassured that no matter how fierce the storms are, He will never leave or forsake me. This is what my faith tells me. Amen, I believe.